Okay. I'd like to call this meeting of the Assiniboine Community Committee to order. First, I'd like to get Councillor Nordman to move the minutes of November 8th, 2011, be taken as read. All those in favor?
Happy to move it. Aye.
Okay, all those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, we'll go into the report section. The first report is item number one is community incentive grant for the Bordair Community Center. I've spoke with our administration. This is I'm going to waive the criteria for this. This is something that I held over last week. There is some pressing needs to get some work that's done, and so I have been working with administration. So I'd like to move this, and actually, I guess I could hand the chair over to you, Councillor Nordman. And
sure. We're moving item one,
it's a
upgrade.
It's a community incentive grant. It helps to upgrade their internal facility project. They've done a lot of work. They've raised some of their own dollars, and we've given some money elsewhere. So it's $34,215.
Any further comments or discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Okay.
Take the chair back.
Chair, thank you. Item number two is surplus lands at 405 Allard. I believe that's your award, Councillor Nordman.
Yes, it is. I'm happy to move this. This is a piece of property that has been designated as park for, I would say, close to 50 years. It goes all the way back to the rural municipality of Assiniboia in the 60s. We just did a close to $90,000 upgrade on the playground portion of it, moving it to the base of Allard Street, which is left well in excess of an acre to be put up for development. And hope is that we will find someone that will take advantage of that to do some infill and help with the density of Assiniboia's or Winnipeg's smallest ward.
Okay, all those in favor?
Nobody spoke to me about that. No. All right, so I'll move that we declare that surplus, please.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Item number three, occupational liquor permits for the Sturgeon Heights Community Center. This has to do with their annual winter carnival for the community club. Very happy that this year there'll be in a brand new community club that the city helped finance. If I could get you to move that for me, either the councillors.
Sure, I'll move that for you.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
What's the expectation of a ribbon cutting on that?
Well, I think it looks like that the community club should be up and running. It should be completed by the mid part of December. So I'm not sure if we're going to have a ribbon cutting before the end of the year, but it's pretty close to the final place of it. Okay, item number four, it's a community incentive grant, Victoria General Hospital. And this is, I guess it must have highlighted, came from the St. Norbert Ward.
No, actually, this came from a constituent of mine who lives in White Ridge, Rena Molinari, and she is coordinating the capital campaign for the Hospital Miracle Garden. And I know that this is outside my ward, but a lot of the people from White Ridge in particular, or the southwest sort of area of the city, are often found using the hospital. This will be a community garden, though, that's accessible to everyone. And it's a really exciting initiative. So I'm looking to move $15,000 from community incentive grant towards it.
Okay. Do you have any comments or questions, Councillor Nordman?
Certainly, if Councillor Havixbeck wants to move that money, that's certainly up to her. So.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. Carried. I guess there's a number of things that I'm... If I want to give you the chair, Councillor Nordman, I'll just move these very quickly. Item number five is a per capita grant for the St. James 55 Center in my ward. It's $500. They have their annual Christmas dinner that kind of celebrates all accomplishments for the year. So very happy to move $500 from my per capita grants towards this. It actually happened last week.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. The next one, item number six, is a per capita grants for Brooklyn's Pioneers Senior Center. Similar to that, moving $350 to Brooklyn Senior Center to assist with the cost of their Christmas luncheon. It's something that happens on a yearly basis. A good group of seniors in the Brooklyn Center. So very happy to move $350 to my per capita grant.
All those in favor? Opposed? Aye. Carried.
Okay. Also, as relates to the Brooklyn's Western Area per capita grant, request that $300 be approved for the Brooklyn's Western Legion to assist with the costs of their Christmas event. It's that time of year. There's a celebration. Their group that has raised quite a bit of money to help their own facility with some help with the city over the years. So very much want to support them to the tune of $300.
A lot of Christmas in St. James.
It's a good time.
Mine's all used up already. I don't know about yours.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Once again, Christmas time in St. James here. Item number eight, per capita grants, the Royal Canadian Legion. St. James branch number four, they put on a fantastic celebration for Remembrance Day. And also that they're having a Christmas get-together as well. So we're moving $350 from our per capita grants towards Christmas festivities for the Legion in St. James.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Next one is the Deer Lodge Community Center. Deer Lodge is a community club, obviously, that's helping to benefit the community in a variety of ways, and we're moving $300 to the community centers to assist with the cost of community events. That's through their annual winter carnivals. Okay.
All those in favor? Opposed? Aye. Carried.
Okay. Also, number 10, per capita grants the Discovery Children's Daycare Center. I'd like to move a per capita grant in the tune of $350 to approve the Discovery Children's Daycare Center to assist with the cost of their Christmas event. Once again, we have lots of Christmas in St. James here. So I'd like to move $350 from my per capita grants towards the Discovery Center. I believe they get around 250 people that come out to this event. It's actually the biggest daycare in the province, interestingly enough. That's right in the heart of my ward.
Yep. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. In the tune of not being a Scrooge, I'd like to move some money from my per capita grants to the Norwest Community Co-op. This is $295 to approve the Norwest Community Co-op to assist with the cost of a community Christmas event as well.
$295?
$295, that's right.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carry.
Okay, I'm done. Okay. Yeah, pass the chair. Chair's back to me, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Item 12 is for Westdale Community Center. And this is to help their winter carnival. Where am I here?
Looks like it's $250.
Yeah, okay. $250 to Westdale Community Center.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And number 13?
13 is for Charleswood United Church. This is sort of a tradition that former Councillor Bill Clement started in providing turkeys for hampers, so I've continued that last year and this year. So I'd like to move $980 from my per capita grant towards those 44 turkeys, 43.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now I see that there's some new items on the agenda. If I could have one of the councillors move to suspend the rules.
I'll move that.
So we could hear, I guess there's five additional items in our new business. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to add the Portage Trail Soccer Club.
Okay. Do you want to just maybe we'll go through these and order them? Was that at the end, or do you want to? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, just make Portage Trails number six.
Okay. So the first one is a per capita grant for Barry.
The Barry Mandrick curling team, they represented the province of Manitoba at the Dominion. curling championships. They're out of the Assiniboine Memorial Curling Club in my ward, and we would like to move a $500 from our per capita grant for the rink.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Item number two, traffic analysis, Charleswood area.
Yes, traffic over the last year, I've had a number of traffic complaints, and I'd like to request that we recommend to Standing Committee on Infrastructure and Renewal that the Public Service engage a consultant to conduct a traffic analysis in the Charleswood area, with the source of funding to be the Charleswood Transportation Levy. I recommend that to Executive Policy Committee that a single source negotiation for a consultant for a contract up to $100,000 be approved to provide traffic analysis for Charleswood. I've got the boundaries listed in here. It's primarily to deal with, I have about 11 streets that have requested speed humps, so speeding, traffic volume, and truck traffic. And so I'll just read this. Traffic volumes in the Charleswood community warrant a traffic study in area boundaries on the north by Roblin / Grant, south on Shaftesbury to West Taylor, east on West Taylor to Keniston, south to the CN River Line Wilkes, north to Roblin on Charleswood Road. The traffic analysis should include but not be limited to destination analysis, proposed extension of the Clement Parkway from Grant to Wilkes, widening of Shaftesbury, pedestrian and vehicular traffic, or safety around Royal School on Laxdale Road at Grant, speed and traffic volumes on Rannoch, Laxdale, Hearthstone, Elmhurst, Shaftesbury, and Grant, pedestrian safety around the Eastern Star Chalet, the Wellington Seniors Care Facilities on Grant, and possible widening of Wilkes Avenue in the short term, install shoulder at Elmhurst Road, and for the long term, twinning. This was prepared in discussion with the department, and this was deemed to be the best route to go to get some work done in this area.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Item number three, extension of William R. Clement Parkway.
Yes, I move that the lands commonly referred to as the former Charleswood Golf Course and now used as an off-leash dog park or part of it were initially acquired by the City of Winnipeg for transportation right away, where the Charleswood Parkway and the Morey Street extension of the parkway, recently renamed William R. Clement Parkway, were constructed in the 1990s, and whereas the extension of the Clement Parkway from Grant to Wilkes would facilitate the increasing traffic flow with the community. So therefore, be it resolved that the Assiniboia Community Committee recommend to the Standing Policy Committee on Infrastructure and Renewal and Public Works that the Winnipeg Public Service be directed to conduct a preliminary engineering study for the extension of the William R. Clement Parkway from Grant to Wilkes to include but not be limited to the impact of the extension would have to Wilkes and surrounding area, with the source of funding to be the Charleswood Transportation Levy, and report back to the Assiniboia Community Committee in February, and it was deemed that that may be too tight of a time frame, so maybe to March 2012.
Yeah, that's probably better.
Okay. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Item number four, traffic signals revisions on Grant Avenue between Boulevard and Holland. Boulevard, is that right?
Bauer
and Holland.
Yeah.
Holland?
I received a letter from Father Alan Fogarty, who is the president of St. Paul's High School. And he and Mr. Weeb, who is the principal of Shaftesbury High School, have requested some immediate work. But I do have a traffic, smaller area analysis and traffic count happening as well. But immediately, we'd like to see no parking on Bauer Boulevard south of Grant from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. and from 3 to 4 p.m. And actually, that should read no stopping on Bauer. And then, so that would be referred to the Public Works Department, and referring to Standing Policy Committee on Infrastructure Public Works is right turns only on Grant Avenue from Bauer between 8 and 9 and 3 and 4 p.m. So one needs to go to 1 and 2.
Sure. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Item number five, proposed text amendment to the Winnipeg Zoning Bylaw 200-2006.
Oh, yes, this is another one of mine. a constituent in White Ridge wrote me requesting that some examination of the current bylaw for parking boats and RVs and the like on driveways from the months of October to May be considered. So the Assiniboia Community Committee recommends to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development that the Winnipeg Public Service be directed to review and report back to committee on allowing boats that are up to 20 feet to be stored on residential driveways year-round. I would suggest maybe 60 days.
Okay.
Does he know something we don't?
Who?
He needs a boat on his driveway?
Well, I think that this comes out of pre-1990 bylaws.
I was talking about a flood.
Oh, no, we don't have floods in Winnipeg.
Okay, so this is just a review of it anyways, and administration is going to report back, so I'm comfortable with that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I believe there's one final item, Councillor Norman.
Yes, we'd like to bring on to the walk on a land dedication from the reserve fund application from the Portage Trail Soccer Club, which is basically the West Winnipeg soccer area. They're in the process of examining the opportunity to expand the fields that are on Sturgeon Road north of Silver Avenue before you get to Saskatchewan on the west side. It currently is operating as a soccer play area, but they're looking at expanding the footprint there. And to do that, they need to have some serious and rather immediate surveying done before the weather changes too much. There's not enough snow on the site at this point that would stop surveyors, so they would like to request a $12,000 allotment from our land dedication fund, which I think we have $600,000 in.
Got some room.
Yeah. Well, ballpark. Yeah. Anyway, so I'll move that.
Yeah, this is kind of the border of Councillor Norman and myself's area. Very much needed. Good development to have Portage Trail there. Very supportive of it. And with you want to speak to Councillor Havisbeck, or otherwise we can move the motion.
Go ahead.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Can I back? I have to do a rewind here on item two. It turns out I, at some point, did agree that we would lay over the item number two.
Okay. We can rescind that, I guess, the motion.
So we're going to lay it over to January if we can rescind it. I'll first rescind it and then ask that we lay it over to the January meeting.
Okay. So the motion is to rescind, I guess, passages or what?
Concurred, but if you rescind item two as before, then.
Okay, so we rescind the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And I guess you're going to move.
I'd like to lay it over to item two to the January meeting.
Okay. So the motion laid over to the January meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Is there any other items? I don't think there is. So just for our audience, we will be starting the public hearing session at 5 p.m., so you do have a few minutes at that point. We'll discuss everything. Okay, thank you.